Welcome, beautiful ladies, magnificent souls. This is episode 2 about how long does it take to get over a breakup? I have seen this question coming up so many times from women who are going through a painful breakup. And of course, being someone who went through this heartbreaking experience myself, I know how it feels like to be in so much pain that your focus is always going on, how much is this gonna last for? Because we are in so much pain. And so what we tend to do is just, you know, always ask about, is this gonna last for too long? We just wanna get the comfort or hope that the pain is not going to last for too long, hopefully. And this is where the question is coming from. Now, that's totally understandable, but there is actually a challenge with this question. That is, when we're focusing, have you ever had the experience when you focus on time, it actually gets longer because you're waiting for something, and then because you are just focused on the duration, the time feels longer, okay? And I feel like this is what happens when women tend to focus on asking this question. Oh, how long is it going to take? Well, guess what? If you continue to ask this question and your focus continues to be on when is the pressure going to go off, guess what? It's going to be longer. It's going to take longer because you are fighting the clock. And the more you focus on this, the more painful it's gonna seem. Yes. Versus, I'm sure that you've had the experience too when you are just having a fantastic day, you know, just enjoying whatever it is that you're doing. Like, it doesn't matter whether it was a big thing, you know, or you're just going through your day doing regular things, but you are in the moment, you're enjoying what you're doing, you're just having fun, you know, being playful, just cruising through the day. And then guess what? The day feels like it's gone past and just like whoop, like this. And this is amazing. This is how it feels like when you are just enjoying. Okay, now I get what so many of you are gonna say. Well, but a breakup is not something that you enjoy. Understandable, of course. I'm not asking you to enjoy it. I'm just showing that by focusing on the time, you're not helping yourself get out of it. But you're just adding on to the stress and the pressure that's already going on by just focusing on when is this going to go away? When is this going to go away? When is this going to go away? Okay, so consistently asking this question over and over and over again and being frustrated with the pain, guess what? It does not help the pain to go away. It actually maintains it. Because you're just fighting the pain. And the more you fight it, the more it persists. And the more it becomes bigger and magnified in your eyes and perception. Rather than giving yourself a chance to just be in the moment and to experience what it feels like. To be willing to discover and to explore what it feels like. Or even focusing on, okay, what can I do to help myself out of this? Okay. What can I do? Whose experience can I seek? Who can I ask for help? What book can I read that can get me out of this? You know, what podcast can I listen to? What What kind of program or language? Just focusing on the solution is way more helpful than focusing on the stress or the pressure of, oh, how long is this going to take? Yes. If someone is sick and they are sitting in a bed at a hospital and they just have to be there because they can't go out. They can't get out yet. If they continue asking, like every, I don't know, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes or so, every nurse that comes in, hey, when am I gonna go out? When am I gonna go out? When am I gonna go out? You know, how long is this gonna last? Guess what? What kind of experience would they have, on the bed in that hospital room? Not good, okay? On the other hand, there is someone who is going a similar experience, but they are just trying to think of ways that they can just, you know, try to be in the moment and enjoy, do as much as possible to enjoy and just. I mean, they are there already. Okay, so they ask themselves, okay, what can I do to just get out of this boredom? You know, so they can watch TV, read a book, talk to a friend on the phone, you know, have someone by their bedside to just talk to them about something interesting. They play, I don't know, like a game on the phone. They do something that gets them out of the boredom and takes their focus away from the time passing so slowly. And when they do that, actually time feels like it passes faster. And re in reality it does not. But remember, we experience time based through our perception, okay? We don't experience time as it is. This is why sometimes you have a beautiful day and you're just like cruising along. The whole day goes by as if you just like had an hour. Whereas some days they move on so heavily, you feel like, oh God, it's been a month or a year, not just a day. And so the way we experience time, like our perception of time, is what creates our experiences in life. Okay, we don't experience time. We experience our own perception, our own version of perception of it, right? And this is why I just keep like asking this question over and over and over again. It's not helping you. It's not helping you at all. It just keeps your focus on the pain and on the pain point. Whereas if you just switch around and say, oh, okay, well, I'm going through this pain. I'm not asking you to just distract yourself from the pain, by the way. And this is what a lot of people would tell you. Oh, get a new hobby. This is like the point here is not to distract you from the pain. The point is to focus on things that you can do that can help you out. Remember, we're not pushing against the pain here. I'm not asking you to distract yourself and to stop thinking about it. I'm just saying, ask yourself a different question. Okay, what can I do to help myself during this challenge? All right, what can I do to help myself? How can I be more loving and supporting to myself? Right. Going to a yoga class, starting meditation, just like I said before, reading a book, you know, watching a show that's gonna get you, just gonna give you some skills and tools that you can use to help yourself out of, you know, during this challenging experience. So these are the things that you can, that once you shift your focus from that question to, oh, okay, what can I do to help myself? Things will start to, you know, move forward faster for you. And pain starts to dissolve gradually. Why? Because Why? Because you're taking your attention away of it, right? You're just focusing on, oh, okay. I did a yoga today. I had a yoga class today. Oh, and during the yoga class, I was really present with myself, which gave me a moment of peace. That is something to celebrate. That is something to be proud of, you know? And just continuing to build on these little steps is so crucial to moving out of this struggling place, because it's not the big things that you do, it's the little things that you do consistently that really matter, especially coming out of this like hard experience, because you're not just because remember, our goal here is not to get over the pain. Our goal here is for you to learn from the experience and to come out the other side way better than you were when you had the breakup in the first place. Okay? So just shift your focus, ladies. Shift your focus, okay? I really hope that you have you can find some insights in this episode. And I wish you all, ladies, peace, love, and joy. And of course, I am happy to invite you to check the I have a little gift for you if you're willing to take it. If you can go to womengettingoverbreakup.com, there is a four-step technique that I give you for free over there. So you can just go there, grab it, and put it into action right now or today. And I wish you ladies the best of luck. I'll talk to you again in our next episode. Bye for now.